Hello and welcome to Radio Clash 128. This is the Guyboat Down to Milled edition, and it's rather sweary to begin with, so we like that a lot. We do, we like the swearing. Oh yes, fuck yeah.
Off that motherfucking radio.
Yeah, I just wanted to call the second.
Turn off that motherfucking radio.
Yeah, I just wanted to call the second.
Turn off that motherfucking radio.
Yeah, I just wanted to call the second.
Turn off that motherfucking radio.
Yeah, I just wanted to call the second.
Turn off that motherfucking radio.
Yeah, I just wanted to call the second.
Turn off that motherfucking radio.
Yeah, I just wanted to call the second.
Turn off that motherfucking radio.
Yeah, I just wanted to call the second.
Turn off that motherfucking radio.
Yeah, I just wanted to call the second.
Yeah, there is. It's me. I overlapped it, so you can erase that.
You don't need to be told that traditional communication methods are rapidly changing. After all, you're listening to a podcast. You're listening to a podcast. You're listening to a podcast.
Turn off that motherfucking radio.
Yeah, I just want to call.
You know, no.
Turn off that motherfucking radio.
Yeah, I just want to call.
You're listening to a podcast.
Turn off that motherfucking radio.
You don't need to be told.
Turn off that motherfucking radio.
Yeah, I just want to call the second.
Turn off that motherfucking radio.
Yeah,
you don't need to be told.
Turn off that motherfucking radio.
Yeah,
and yes, you know, no.
Turn off that motherfucking radio.
Yeah,
only you know where to go. Only you know where to go. Only you know where to go. You don't need to be told. You're listening to a podcast. Which is why Podcast UK are holding a free two-day new media event on September the 1st and 2nd at the New Technology Institute, Birmingham. Event and the entertainment are completely free.
Yeah, I just wanted to call the second.
The event and the entertainment are completely free. Google Podcamp UK to register today.
Yeah, I just wanted to call the second.
Turn off that motherfucking radio.
Yeah, I just wanted to call the second.
You're listening to a podcast.
Yeah, I just wanted to call the second.
After all, you're listening to a podcast.
Yes, that's my little mix that I decided to put together because I didn't want to play the promo for PodCamp. And so mixed in there subliminally, or not so subliminally, badly mixed in by me life, is information about PodCamp, which is, I'll repeat it anyway, the 1st and 2nd September, which is next weekend actually. And it will be very good. It's in Birmingham and it's meeting at the NTI. which is quite central. I can't give you directions. I've got a rough idea where it is. And I will be DJing there, which is one of the reasons why I hence that little plug it. I didn't want to play their promo. It wasn't really my style. It was a bit kind of it's a good promo, but it's not really. It's better to kind of mix and match for the show. I think it's better to mash up the promo. That's more appropriate. So I'm looking forward to that. They're playing loads of mashups. I don't know when or where my set is. I suspect it's probably going to be on the Saturday night. And hopefully Scott will be there and loads of the UK podcasters will be there and John will be there. I'm dragging John along, so that should be interesting. Hope you're all well. I'm sort of... well, I'm just kind of dizzy from all these things that have been happening every weekend. It's been a very busy summer of jetting around the world. Well, apart from Berlin, not really, but kind of going to bootleg events and various other things. The weekend before this one that's just gone, the bank holiday weekend, was Guy Boat, as everyone dubbed it, which was the Guy Boat 5th birthday party on a boat in East London and the Royal Victoria Docks. And then just gone was the Bastard at Turnmills, hence the name, Guy Boat down to Mill. Yes. Yeah. Anyway, I'm expanding my titles, I stop. But yeah, I think both events had their upsides and downsides, and it's very easy to criticise things because of the venue, and I think that a lot of fun was had by all on both the events and the venues. Let's just say, I mean, something I learned from West of Bastard and their struggle to get a venue. Venues suck. They always suck. You can never get the perfect venue, so you make the best you can do. So Guy Boat was good. I saw a lot. I met Eve Massacre for the first time, and saw a lot of bootleggers that and Leno came over from the States, and a lot of bootleggers who were either in Scotland or far flung arrived. And also we had sets from Aussie Miso and Freelance Hellraiser, Soundhog. I'm going to forget everyone. Pirate Podge, Pirate Sound System. Loads of other people, and Len Lowe DJ'd first, which was mighty fine of him, because there's hardly anyone there at the beginning. And I kind of DJ'd because my CD was played upstairs, so I got to play twice, just from someone, just putting CD, press play and leaving it, and that was quite nice actually. It's sort of just they needed a CD. They were playing some really awful music upstairs. Sorry, Peter, if you're listening to this, who runs a boat, who invented windsurfing of all things, and used to work for Lotus, but yes, that really wasn't my thing. But yeah, it was good to meet everyone. Let's see what happened. Who Boys and the Pilchard turn up late with LV15 and Rose and various other people, and Pilchard was rather drunk and one of them fell down and various other things happened, and then so I think they had to kind of go because Pilchard was rather drunk and John Sherb was rather drunk. And it was but the party was very, very good later on. I spent a lot of time in the rain because it was very rainy, and the barbecue kind of ended early because it was just so wet outside. It was quite nice on the deck when it wasn't raining, but later on, but I spent a lot of time getting wet outside talking to people who were smokers, so it was a bit odd. Because it was very, very sort of hot and humid downstairs, so then go upstairs to cool off and get wet, and then go back downstairs. Yeah, so it was had some good records, including one bootleg I'm going to play next, and what else? Then we had the Bastard at Turnmills, which again, slightly odd venue, as people have described it, as a bit like the Peace at Peaks Express. I'd say it's more of a kind of a Moroccan bar type thing with tables and chairs and things. It's slightly odd. I would say that the Bastard was the best thing of the... It was part of the Together night, and he had people like Zito de Bass, Boo, Simeon, sadly Boo, Hot Chip, who provided a few of the good songs and then were like, crap, and various other people. Shit Robot, who was shit, funny enough. Lots of minimal techno, progressive techno, nothing with a tune-in, nothing with anything that you would recognise unless you spend your life listening to your Spectrum loading. So I wasn't really impressed by that, so I spent a lot of time dancing to the Antiques Roadshow break style upstairs, and some other bootlegs we'll be playing in this mix that's coming up now. It's kind of a lead-in. So this is Eve Massacre with Never Be Your Friends. When she played this, when she DJ'd, it was just burst out laughing because it's the you'll see.
Time for a game called One Song to the Tune of Another.
Okay, let's begin.
And this is my favorite song to sing along when the DJ throws it on. And if I leave here tonight and I fall asleep and wake up, hopefully she got some teeth. And this is my favorite song to sing along when the DJ throws it on. And if I leave here tonight and I fall asleep and wake up, hopefully she got some teeth.
Edit. Y'all know me, still the same OG, but I've been low key, hated on by most these niggas with no cheese, no deals, no G's, no wheels, no keys, no boats, no snowmobiles, and no skis. Mad at me, cause I can finally afford to provide my family with groceries.
Edit. I'm feeling hella good, so let's just keep on dancing.
then call me your pop. Knock on the bed, lay me on your sofa. Come before you come, I need to shave my chocha. You do what you don't know, you will or won't chop. Go downtown and eat it like a bone chop.
What you gonna do with all that junk inside your trunk?
I'ma get you strong. Get you love junk off my hump. My hump, my hump. My hump, my hump, my hump. My hump, my hump, my hump. My lovely little lump.
Racket brand, I call it a steel roadie. Don't start, give me the beat, I let you through. London City forever, you're not a steel free. Ain't no stopping me ever, you best move. Live or get out, ready with no redemption. Worldwide critics acclaim, I'm in blues. Showtime, main event, you can't leave me. Dizzy Rock, on your name, you can't
edit. Whoops, whoop. That's the sound that I want is. Whoops, whoop. That's the sound that I miss. Whoops, whoop. That's the sound that I want is. Whoops, whoop. That's the sound that I miss. Whoops, whoop. That's the sound that I want is. Whoops, whoop. That's the sound that I miss. Whoops, whoop. That's the sound that I want is. That's the sound that I mean.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to
move it.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to
move it.
All girls all over the world. Original man, stud man, find your case, man. I love how all girls are move them body. And when you move your body, wanna move it nice and sweet and sexy. Alright.
Edit.
Slow down and dance with me. Yeah. Slow. Skip the beat and move the body.
It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Edit.
You and me, we have an opportunity. And we can make it something really cool. But you think I'm not that kind of girl. I'm here to tell you, baby, I know how to rock your world. Don't think that I'm not strong. I'm the one to take you under. Underestimate me, but I'll make you sorry.
Homeboy trippin', he don't know I got the. When it come to poppin', we do this for fun. You ain't got one, say you better run. Now I'm in the back, getting heat from my hun. Now she going down, I'm bragging on what I done. She smoking my stuff, saying she ain't having fun. She ain't give it back, now you don't get none.
We'll be right back.
Yes, rave-tastic. That's Dumproofium. We're standing in the way of Felix. Yes, cats like Felix, as Kirk would say if he was here. A lot of people don't know that Felix was actually a 14-year-old boy who was a good friend of Rollo, otherwise known as one half of Faithless. So I think it's basically Rollo plus him. But I remember seeing him on Dance Energy, and this is 14-year-old specky kid, and thinking, my God, is that Felix? Very, very odd. And then before that was thanks to Ian Fondue, who I saw over the both of the events, Guyboat and the Turnmills event, for putting me onto this. That's Phantom Part 2, the Soul Wax Night version. I've played the original and the Goblin track it's based on before, and that's, I love the way it suddenly breaks down and suddenly goes into the sort of Bernard Herrmann sort of psycho strings. It's, you know, just comes back in. That is genius. The way, I mean, if I was building a track, it takes a lot of guts to do that, just like stop dead and then like bring it back up very, very slowly, because that's kind of dance floor death, but that I like a lot. Then before that, another Ian Fondue recommendation, that's DANCE by Justice, the Mastercraft mix. He played it to me on Turnmills before we went the pub, the Betsy Trotwood, which is one of I didn't actually say this last night, but that's one of John's old haunts. He used to go there, and he used to do GLF sort of gay discos in the upstairs room. And I think it's that one where he turned up in drag, and there was all these sort of locals and local gangsters, and they thought it would kick off. And what happened is that they just looked under his skirt and saw that, you know, he was sort of nude under his skirt. Then he just burst into laughter, and it was fine. But anyway, yeah, I mean, East End and drag goes way, way back, so isn't I don't know why I was so worried, but you never know, especially with Ronnie and Reggie running around. I don't know if they were then, but I'm sure they probably were around that area. Then before that was Edit by Ian Fondue. The aforementioned person, his ears must be burning. That is great. I actually played it back in Trier in, I think, May. He gave it to me late April, early May. He's now released it, because I don't tend to play stuff unless it's obvious it's mostly for, it's supposed to be played if it's kind of not been released yet. So I'm sure everybody and his dog has played it on the podcast now, but hey, I keep my word. But it's that's brilliant, and I love what he's done there, and he has several similar in the pipeline, and I can't wait for those, and I'm pretty sure I'll play them. Because if it comes from Ian, it's usually quality. A lot of people don't know, actually, that the reason I asked him and the reason he made it was so he could play a milkshake boot. The lengths people will go to make a milkshake boot or play a milkshake boot. Then before that was Never Be Your Friends, the Masker Mix, which has got Sebastian, with a big A, Justice, Simeon Mobile, and Cassius in it, although I don't know the Cassius bit, but I certainly know all the other bits. And yes, I just love the way it's cut up the Simeon vocal to say, yes, we will never be your friends, you will be alone. That's why I was laughing. And I forgot to say at the start, you see, I've only been doing this for 130 plus shows, but I forgot to say at the start, Room and Black, otherwise known as Shadow and Dance, with Fuck the Legal Stations, with a bit of the PodCamp promo, which I should give credit, shouldn't I, was done by Bob Cartwright and destroyed by moi. I think it's going to be a good event. I think it's going to be cool. It might be geeky as fuck, but then again, compared to a bootlegger event, who knows? Yeah, like podcasters, bootleggers. Yeah, who's the geekiest? I don't know. I'm going to play a track which goes out to Lumpy. This one's for Chris. I know things there's things going on in his life. I won't say what, but certainly he's got health problems. So this is a track for him. He probably hasn't heard it. Someone's done a remix of Sandman, which he's also remixed with, I think it was Mr. Wazzo, but I thought he might enjoy this. So this is Mr. Sandman by the Cordettes. This is the Squeaky Clean and the Desert Eagles version. That's a strange name.
We'll be right back. could get, I give him. Understandably, age, being in heat, needed.
That's the incomparable Fall with Serum. And what one's that? Is that the Unutterable? I think that's off the Unutterable. I can never remember. Yes, it is. It's off the Unutterable album. And as you probably might have guessed, the fact that I've played, I can't remember how many shows in the trot I've played Fall. I think it's at least two. I am liking the Fall at the moment. Although I've actually had to start listening to some other things because it's kind of like variety. It's starting to get to me just listening to Nonstop Fall and Von Sudenfed and all that lot. So I just suddenly found myself listening to quite sort of sweet twee things. And I don't know, it's just kind of like suddenly, you'll hear some of them later anyway, but it's when you hear the kind of stuff which is almost a bit like music, or kind of very, that's my response to listening to the Fall. It's like, ah! And then before that was Love Rocket by DJ Yuzio and Celebrity Murder Party. I was really surprised, that's from a new compilation which is called The Vinyl Frontier Volume 1, Mashups from Outer Space. I was quite surprised not to see Mr. Fab R.A.O. on there, because I thought that might be his street, but maybe he's fed up with doing them. But there's quite a few people on there. CMP, there's Yuzio, there is Virtual DJ, Juxtaposer, who sent me the email. Again, he sends me email about a project, and I don't pay his tracks. I'm bad. I'm a bad DJ. And then I've got you dare mash that one, that statement up. DJ Le Clown, Governor, who's another one who's over at Big Beat, Beat Boutique Forum. And who else? And Icky as well. Some good ones on there. I'll play another one very shortly. And then before that was what I like about that Love Rocket track is it's a very much like I wasn't expecting. You tend to expect kind of a lot of sort of A versus B, maybe C and D back and forth. It's very dance friendly, or it's using some kind of R&B vocal, or as there is one on there, of course, with Intergalactic. I mean, that's like, yeah, okay. You kind of expect certain things. You don't expect some kind of spiritualized, noy kind of echoed thing using I Feel Love, but it's sounding not like a mashup at all. And I like that a lot. I think there should be more mashups that don't sound like mashups, because mashups kind of like become a sort of thing that people expect them to sound a certain way. And that doesn't sound like a mashup, which I do like. And then before that was Mr. Sandman, the Squeaky Clean and the Desert Eagles Club Classic Mix. Why do they have to put long titles out? Of course, originally by the Cordettes. And of course, we all have lots of wavy hair, like Liberace. My favourite bit of that song is when he goes, Mr. Sandman, he goes, yes. Yeah, yes. Mm-hmm. I remember I went into a whole thing of going into the 1950s stuff, because of that and the Deep Purple by Nino Tembo and April Stevens, which is actually sort of early 60s, and the Monster Mash and all that lot, and The Letter by the Rock Stops. Right, you got several sort of vinyl collection of all those kind of 50s, I don't know, well, they're called Monster Hits, but it's all kind of those kind of things. And sort of doo-wop and sort of 50s, strange 50s pop and stuff. I do like it a lot. Okay, so we're going to play another track. I was supposed to play this, I'm playing this in the wrong order, as always you do. This is Viper Pilot with A Ballad of the Colonial Roughnecks.
All base ships are now in range to attack the colonies.
The final annihilation of the life form known as man. Let the attack begin.
Are you the man?
With the live in check, a rough deck, make up your rec set, a rough deck, we got it solid, all in check, we got them all in check, we navigate and raise a consciousness, freestyle as you get enough respect, rough wild massive, bumpy all step, and with them and we run, come check.
To tell a story. In all honesty, I thought I knew what that story was before I ever set foot there. How an arrogant military let their egos get in the way of doing their jobs, safeguarding the lives of the civilian population. But I found out that the truth was more complex than that. These people aren't Cylons. They're not robots blindly following orders and polishing their boots. They're people. Stress, the ever-present danger of being killed. Despite all that, they never give up. They never lie down in the road and let the truck run them over. They wake up in the morning, put on their uniforms, and do their jobs. Every day. No pay, no rest, no hope of ever laying down the burden and letting someone else do the job. There are no relief troops coming. No colonial fleet training new recruits every day. The people on Galactica. They are the thin line of blue that separates us from the silence. With Galactica at our side, we will endure.
Someone to hold me, but I'll wait for something more. Cause I gotta have faith.
Looking so crazy in love.
Adolf Hitler. Mike Gatting. Teddy and June. Fucking bastard Thatcher. Insincere social climate of mixed origin. Overdose. Scouse impersonators. Macho dickhead. Bonnie Langford. Poll tax. Neighbours. Lost keys. Family friend. The royal family. Stop Aitken and Waterman. Heartbreaking lying friend. Smiling Judas. Myra Hindley. Acid rain. Stinking rich female in fears. Disloyal lover. Wife and child beater. Drunken abuser. Racist, bully, some newspaper. AIDS inventor. Leon Britton. All nonsense. Massive, massive oil slick. Loneliness. Cancer.
Hard cowfish.
Hunger. Read.
Perfect list.
Gut-wrenching disappointment.
Paris.
Evil gossiping fashion bastard.
Radio.
Tasteless A&R wanker.
Their stretches.
The Tory invention of the non-working class.
Coated.
Mr. Jesse Helms.
Thatcher Coxes.
Hillsborough. Weird British judges.
Depression.
Barzell.
JFK.
John Lennon's murder.
Russia.
Anyone's murder.
Vietnam.
The breakdown of the NHS.
The bomb.
Basel Stadium.
Police harassment.
The death of the rainforest.
Metropolis.
Rednecks.
The clan.
Rape.
Imprisonment of innocence.
The All-American Way.
Sentinel of Led Shackleton.
Red Sock and the Whitewashing.
Nancy's Turn.
Tiananmen Square.
Mommy's Turn.
Sexual harassment.
Jimmy Tarbell.
Mile-long checkout queue.
Sick baby.
Nelson Mandela's imprisonment. Miscarriage. Where were you? Thank you.
whites of my eyes. See me now and I will apologize. For me, for you, we knew there were lies. It makes me angry, ashamed, but really alive. It may have worked, but at what price? What's the point in always looking back when all you see is more and more? Go too far. Beg me to stop. Hate my face, I know. And tell me forever just to go. Just one thing before I get to sleep. And nothing here but the stains on my teeth. No, not blood. Just liquid from you. I only wish it was the truth.
Tall girls have
The Fall with the City Never Sleeps. That's a Peel session from 1995. And yes, you probably thought, is that The Fall? Is that The Fall? I assume that's, I don't know, is that Bricks on vocal? I'm not totally sure. But I heard that and thought, yes, well, I'm recording this at night, and it's very appropriate because the City does never sleep, including the bastards downstairs who smoke and talk at about 1 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday. Naming no names. Then before that was a song which has a lot of history for me. It's the Manic Street Preachers, No Service or Feeling, which is the last song on Everything Must Go, which I picked up cheaply from Oxfam. I'm working in just around the corner from the Grand Masonic Lodge, of all places, in Longacre in Covent Garden, on Head and Shoulders, of all things. I'll be there for next week at least, I think. Maybe a week or 2 weeks. Actually, I've got a feeling it's actually for 2 weeks. Which points I might actually go mad. But anyway. but yeah, so they've got an Oxfam shop there. And also the Warhol versus Banksy. But I've never worked actually how to get into the building. It's not actually obvious from the large plate glass window how I actually get into it. It's obviously some kind of artwork of an art gallery that you can't actually get into. But yes, that song, when it came out, and the whole thing about Richie Manic, and I don't know, it's sort of just it's one of the songs that sort of denotes a time in my life very, very intensely. And I can't really say much more than that. Then before that was from the Rockabye Baby CD, which is the renditions of Tool by Michael Armstrong. That's Parabola. I don't actually know any Tool, but I really, really was drawn to that. The fact that that and the Nine Inch Nails, which was posted on the Music for Maniacs blog by Mr. Fab, which is musicformaniacs.blogspot.com, and was actually racked up as being one I really wanted to play, and then of course they went and played it on Wobcast 24. Along with Who Boys. It seems to be happening a lot recently with Von Sudenfed, that people keep getting there before I'm, you know, I think, oh, no one's heard this, no one's mentioned it, I'll go and play this on the next show, and someone else goes and does. It's just really annoying. So I'm going to get my own back in a minute. And then before that was the Imperfect List version 2 by Big Hard Excellent Fish, which is rumoured to be Pete Wiley. Exclamation mark, probably. And I don't know, it dates it to Liverpool in probably 1989 or 1990. And it's, well, it's on an excellent blog which is called Audio Out, which Lee Spoons, 10,000 Spoons, directed me towards, and I will probably do a show based around that blog very shortly, because it is very, it's got a lot of good, it basically did an Acid House week, so I'm planning to do a show about Acid House, which is unusual for me to base a show around a blog, but a lot of the things that posted reminded me of stuff, other stuff, and it's kind of like, I think I'm definitely going to do a show around that. And then before that was Alex Gibson, Nine Inch Nails, the Rockabye Lullaby version, and Something I Can Never Have. It's, as Mr. Fab pointed out, there's something really odd about that. It's like, okay, you can understand kind of the stretch Radiohead and Coldplay as Lullaby versions because they're fairly benign, but Nine Inch Nails, Tool, Metallica, it's a bit kind of like, okay, I'm waiting for the one, you know, I'm waiting for the death metal one, I'm waiting for the one for Children of Bodom, the Rockabye Baby version, that'd be great. Yeah, it's a bit odd, because I mean, if you know the lyrics to Something I Can Never Have, or some of the other tracks, it's too dark, and it's like, would you inflict that on your baby? Obviously, some people do. Then before that was Patrick and Eugene, yay, with their cover of Crazy Love. That's from about 2004. Now, they did a great album called Postcard from Summer Isle, which of course is a Wicker Man reference. But if you see pictures of them on YouTube, you'll then realise that they are very, very beardy, and we do appreciate that, except they're slightly scared. They're basically weirdy beardy. I think one of them does drums or percussion for various people, including, I think, Groove Armada and a few other bands, and they're on Tim Deluxe's record label. And I actually bought that. I bought that from I bought a lot of CDs. I bought the various CDs that I've been playing this week, but I actually bought that as an MP3. I don't usually buy things online. I prefer to buy the MP3, but you can't actually buy the CD anymore. And I heard the Birds and the Bees from, I actually saw it on Urso's blog, who's on Life Journal, and he was posting it from someone else. And there's actually another track which I will play in a future show. And I heard the covers, and they do a really bloody good cover of Can't Get You Out of My Head and Feeling Groovy, which will appear on future shows. And then before that was The Boyly Slightly Too, Faith. I know The Boyly Slightly Too was a bit kind of, were they twee, were they in emo? I'm not totally sure. But that's a brilliant version of Faith by George Michael. And then before that, Ballad of the Colonial Roughnecks by Viper Pilot. I don't know who Viper Pilot is, but I like that sort of roughneck freestylers versus the Battlestar Galactica themes. There's a disco version which is cheesy, really cheesy. I can't remember who did that. I think it's actually quite a famous person who did that. It's not the person who did the also back the RSU Stroke 2001, but it's someone else. But yeah, it might even be Giorgio Moroder. I'm not totally sure who did it, but it's sort of like who did it. And I think some samples of the more recent series, which Kirk has been going about for hours and years and years and years, and I've not actually seen. So that's it. Now you can find out more about Radio Clash by going to mutantpop.net/radioclash, and you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. Hope you've enjoyed the show. It's been a bit of a long one, and sorry about that. I've kind of got my mojo back a little bit from the show that I released. Actually, it probably seems like, oh, he said he was going to be away, and then a week later he records the show. Actually, what you don't know is that show was recorded about 2 to 3 weeks ago, and then I released, I did the Tony Wilson one in a hurry, but I already recorded that 126, hence the number jump. So it's kind of, hopefully I'm getting out of the pod fade, but who knows. I think I am. So I said I'm going to get my own back. I'm going to play a track from Wobcast. I'm going to steal it off them. Ha ha ha, how dare you play tracks I was going to play. This is Grey Clouds by Alan Parker. If you want to find out more about Wobcast, actually it's a very, very good podcast. You can go to I think it's www.thejuxtaposition.com. He said checking it out and gets spells it wrong. No, it's not. I think it might be .co.uk. Or it might be .org. Who knows? No, it's not that one either. Ah, and then I'm spelling it wrong as well. Okay. Yes, it is. The Juxtaposition with, .co.uk /wop.html. Well worth checking out. And as is the Who Boys, although I have not actually listened to the latest one. I'm very bad. I'm a bad DJ. I'm a bad podcast listener as well, which is strange because I'm going to this podcast convention and I'm even DJing at it. So this is Grey Clouds by The Orb with Alan Parker. And if you know the original, you will know how funny this is. Of course, Ricky Lee must be spinning in a grave. Okay, in fact, she's still alive, which is even weirder. So I'll speak to you soon.
What were the skies like when you were young?
That's a stupid question. I don't know, can't remember. It's a long time ago.
What were the skies like when you were young?
Grey, monotonous. Grey, you know, like they are now. I mean, they seem to go on like bit and then it changed sometimes. I mean, I used to live in Watford, it's a very dull place.
Watford, grey, Watford, grey, Watford, Watford, Watford,
it's a very dull place. But, you know, they were grey, cloudy. I mean, you still see skies like that all the time, you know, just when the weather's bad, just look up on the bad sky, that's how it is, you know. I mean, sky's not that important, really, in the long term. But basically, it was sort of grey, monotonous. It used to rain a lot, as it does now.
It's a very dull place.
I mean, you still see skies like that all the time, in all over the place, wherever you are, there's grey skies, grey, monotonous.
So what were the skies like when you were young?
I've told you, they were grey and monotonous and dull, right? It was just, I mean, the sun shone sometimes, and it, but I don't remember that so much. It was mainly grey and grey and dull.
What were the skies like when you were young?
You're beginning to get on my nerves with your persistent question, right? Told you, sky's dull, grey, and not important, right? The sky doesn't matter, it's the issues.
But what were the skies like when you were young?
I think I'm going to have to curtail this interview, mate, if you don't like it. Come up with some better questions. Right, last time, right, grey. The skies were grey, basically, and dull, and that's it, all right?
Grey.
Dull place.
Grey, grey.
But what were the skies like when you were young?
That's it!
Oh!